There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The press recently reported that supporters of a federal constitutional marriage amendment, stunned by the failure of the Senate to pass it, are thinking of starting a campaign for a federal constitutional convention in order to keep the issue alive. I hope these good people don't go down that dead-end road, because it would be a terrible mistake. There is no surer way to split the conservative and pro-family movements. So what can we do in the face of the failure of Congress to pass the federal marriage amendment? Here are some doable alternatives. The American people have been supremely successful in passing marriage amendments to their state constitutions. 20 states have passed these amendments by an average vote of well over 70%. That effort should continue in the other states. Congress should pass a law withdrawing jurisdiction from the federal courts over the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, known as DOMA, and over any case that claims a state constitutional marriage amendment or state marriage law is a violation of the U.S. Constitution. DOMA is a splendid law, overwhelmingly passed by Congress in 1996 and signed by President Clinton, and it should be protected against any court challenge. The president should issue an executive order stating that the mandate of DOMA will be strictly observed by both the Internal Revenue Service and the Social Security Administration. This means that all Massachusetts residents who claim joint income tax exemption or spousal benefits after that state started issuing same-sex marriage licenses will be rejected, because it would be unknown if they are man and woman, as the federal law called DOMA requires. These are just some of the ways that we can protect marriage, and do it by simple majority vote in Congress or executive order. I hope you've joined a judicial reform study group so you will have the arguments to tell our government officials what we want.
What can you do to stop activist judges from abolishing the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the definition of marriage? If you start a study group on judicial reform with at least four of your friends, we'll send you a free study guide and a copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges. Mail your commitment to start a study group to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org.
Headline news: the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion: if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says a balanced diet is a cookie in each hand, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor, some common sense points of view. He said we had a cookie in each hand, and a lovely lady gave GB and I each a sack of homemade cookies. And, you know, my wife wouldn't let us eat those coming back from Kabul because she didn't want crumbs in her car.
Well, I wasn't in a position to enter into that argument either side, so I just let that one go. It's rare when I don't get into an argument, but that was one of them I couldn't win.
We have with us today not only G.B. Oliver, but Ray Cuneo, who was also on the program there in Kabul, Missouri this past Saturday.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
Good to have you, and you survived.
Well, so far, I mean, I got the cows rounded up, their milk, the kickers off, the cream separated, and got the 100 horses hooked to the the wagon to haul some bales in.
He got up earlier than we did this morning, didn't he?
Well, listen, once upon a time, I really did do that many years ago, except I didn't have the 100 horses to hook to the wagon then.
But you did milk cows and separate cream.
Oh, you betcha.
You know, GB asked me the other day, and I was telling about when I was growing up. You know, people, everybody milked a few cows.
Yep.
And they weren't dairy cows.
Nope.
They were just cows, but the cows that gave milk. Yep. And very few people had a Holstein. A few maybe had some Jerseys, but they were all just crossbred old cows that gave a little milk. And they'd veal the calf. And then Jimmy said, well, did they sell milk? I said, no, you didn't sell the milk. You run it through a cream separator. You fed the milk to the pigs.
You bet.
And took the cream to town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get out there and you get that milk after it's separated, and you stir it up with some feed and slop the hogs. That right, Derry?
You know, it's so sad, Ray, that people today have no idea what we're talking about.
That's,
I mean,
right.
The general population, you know, they think, oh, slop, that's bad. Hey, you could eat that stuff. It wasn't bad.
No, the hogs loved it real good. Just everything went to the hogs, and they got fat on it.
You know, Ray, right. I've learned so much from Derry. I filled up 2 spiral notebooks with notes.
Hey, GB, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How, with your hat, and I love your hat, you look good in that rascal, but I want to know, I've been up to Derry Studio, how did you, is that headset on over the hat or under the hat?
You know, Ray, this old hat's thrown over here in the corner.
I can't believe that.
It is.
You know where he got that long then.
Hey, Ray, you know where he got that hat?
Where?
Ask him where he got that hat. 'Tis very strange and funny. His uncle died and left him all his property and money. And when they read the will out, they told him straight and flat, if he should have his money, he must always wear that hat.
How come you didn't tell us that down in Kabul, Ray?
Oh, man.
Now, listen, we're wasting valuable daylight here.
I understand.
Okay. When you spoke at Kabul the other day, you talked about animal identification. And I would say, Ray, you have put more into the study behind what's going on here in this animal identification garbage than probably anybody in the United States. You know it backwards and forwards. You studied all of the documents. And when we were just sitting here waiting to go on the air, Jimmy said, you know, I think that's a battle we're going to win.
Well, I always want to be optimistic about what we're doing, and I feel a lot more that way than I would have here a few months ago, and for two reasons. One, I think the message, thanks to your venue and Paragon and you guys that have national exposure, we're getting the message out in programs like this here and other ones we've done. The other thing is, you know, there are more and more people like myself that are beginning to pick these documents up, and even though they may not digest and memorize all 120 pages, but I'll tell you what, as you've said many times, Darren, all three of us know, when you got the documents in hand, you got the truth in your hand. And I'll tell you, if you can go out and speak to that, and that's the good thing, is that if you can get this here before the folks, the average person out here that doesn't want to pick that stuff up, but tell them what the truth is and what's in it. And your opponents, the proponents of this thing, cannot defend it. I mean, you heard me say down at Kabul, I've seen these people in a public format, and they absolutely stammer and spammer and everything else when they ask questions, and many times they don't even respond, which really infuriates the audience, you know. So, yeah, GB, I'm optimistic. We're going to keep hammering at this thing, but I have told everybody. And most of these battles take a long time, but this one here is going to be a long, drawn-out one. And I think before we started the program today, I think you said that, there's a lot of folks, including the government, that's put a lot of money into this thing. So they're not going to give up easy, but we're gaining momentum, and we got the truth, and we're going to get the people on our side.
Well, you're exactly right. When you look at it from their standpoint, it's a battle that they almost cannot afford to lose. It's such an intricate part of this world government and that entire agenda.
Sure.
But when people like you and the people that we saw in Kabul, and then you see them in Texas and Montana and Nevada and South Dakota and New Mexico, the storm clouds are rising on these people. And your political people, they've got to have your local politicians buy in on this thing to make it work. And these people are getting nervous right now.
Well, and I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I've been up in Iowa. The folks up there in Iowa and Illinois, they're picking up on this. Really good folks up there. And they have picked up on this thanks to Derry's program, and they have really held their elected officials feet to the fire on this. Plus, many of them belong to organizations that are supporting this, and they're making their organization say, hey, you guys tell us what's involved in this. You haven't been. And so they're holding their feet to the fire, and that's what they need to keep doing.
That's what'll win it for you.
But it is a very complicated, and I heard you guys' program yesterday. You talked about these issues, the Agenda 21, sustainable development, and all the things that surround that, and the county commission and their role, and to get on these county boards. But, you know, all these issues are so complicated and complex, you really got to be dedicated to educating yourself and then going out and talking about it.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a
Headline News: Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The counsel to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have returned, visiting today with G.B. Oliver III and Ray Cuneo, talking about the animal ID, at least for the present time. Ray, you mentioned, and I think this is great, that some of these farm organizations that are behind this are supposed to be grassroots organizations, yet the grassroots are not in favor of this thing at all, and it just proves that this is coming from the top down, and they're getting upset with their own organizations over it.
Well, absolutely, Derry, and I think the evidence is, as we talk more and more about this and people learn more and more about it, and in public meetings, be it the USDA or the state agencies, agricultural department, are these organizations, the so-called mainstay livestock farm organizations, if they're called to task on this, it becomes obvious that, at least in my opinion, that the grassroots are not adequately aware of what's involved in this. And I think some of them have been so upset up in Illinois and Iowa that, like I said, they decided they were going to have their own meetings on this to try to get both sides of the issue presented. Now, I will tell you, that idea of presenting both sides didn't go over very well with the Home Office. And I won't go into all the details on it, but there's been some shenanigans pulled that I'm not too happy with, but that's neither here nor there. We're going to move forward with it, and we're going to keep doing it. And I take my hat off to those guys that had the guts up there to go ahead and on their own and do it, both guys and gals up there. And so I think that we just need to keep the pressure on not only the state and USDA agencies that are involved in this, but also these organizations that have policy supporting mandatory animal ID. Now, if they're grassroots, maybe it'll change between now and the time they have their annual meetings. I don't know, but we'll just wait and see. But the fact of the matter is, we're going to keep out here having our own meetings, and we're going to keep inviting both sides. We've got a meeting coming up just this Thursday night here in Bell, Missouri. We're going to have the same panelists that we had down at Kabul that done an excellent job. But we've also gone to great lengths to try to invite the other side, and unfortunately for the audiences and the public that we're trying to inform, they meaning the folks that are promoting this, have declined to show up.
Well, the reason they have declined to show up is because they know what you know is the truth,
and they can't answer the questions that the people in the audience ask them, and they're the people that are supposed to be able to answer the questions.
Well, the folks that are promoting this, both in the state and USDA and state level, and if these other organizations are there, which they have been in some of the early meetings up in Iowa and Illinois, the fact of the matter is they were not programmed to discuss policy or opposition to this. They're programmed. They come in like robots, hand out their slick brochures, and tell everybody how easy, how simple this is going to be, but they never get into all of the details.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, I'd like to go into some of the details and maybe raise some of the shenanigans.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, if you do not have health insurance, have limited...
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
During the commercial break, GB was telling me a pretty interesting story about a visit he had with a Congressman Pierce in his area. GB, I wish you would go into a little more detail on that so our listeners could hear it.
Isn't that the way that works, Ray? All the good chatter goes on during the break.
We've said this over and over again. The good stuff, a lot of our listeners never get to hear because we...
That's right.
What I was saying, Ray, is that I had a meeting some time ago with United States Congressman Steve Pierce about animal ID.
Right.
We said, Congressman Pierce, where are you on this issue? And he said, I'm absolutely for it. And just so proud, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting up there grinning. And
yeah.
We just commenced to pull the feathers out of him, you know, and you could just see this distressed look on his face and everything. And then he leaned over to his aide and he whispered in this guy's ear. Man, this guy went shooting out of the room. And a little bit, he came flying back in with a stack of papers and he handed them to the congressman. And
sure.
This goes right along with what you said a while ago.
Sure.
He said, well, I just don't understand. He said, I've got a letter from the New Mexico cattle growers here. I've got a letter from the New Mexico Livestock Board. I've got a letter from the Farm Bureau. All these entities, he assumed, that was representing all the people on the ground floor were supporting it.
Sure.
Well, his assumption had to be that it was a good thing.
Sure, absolutely. And we know that these politicians, figure that these mainstay livestock farm organizations have a lot of political clout And unfortunately, our elected officials figure, hey, this represents the so-called quote-unquote livestock industry, meaning all the organizations.
That's exactly right.
So if they've got policy supporting, mandatory, or walking the fence on it, or whatever the policy reads, they figure, hey, that's the way it's going to be. But I will tell you that these organizations, as you both know, as well as the staffers of certainly our federal officials, they don't have a clue. They have not read the 120 pages of documents. When you look at the 2005, all the documents there, and through July of this year, the documents there. In fact, I was at a meeting, one of the panel meetings over in Carthage, Illinois, and after we got done with the presentations from the panel, four of us, and then towards the end of the question and comment period, about 9:30 in the evening, one gentleman stood up in the back there. I don't think he had said anything or asked any questions to that point in the evening, but he stood up and he said, look, he said, I got a question. There's three of you up there, and then this Ray Cuneo from Missouri. Now, he said, the three of you over here represent three prominent livestock organizations or farm organizations. And he said, most of us in this room belong to at least one, if not all three of you, or at least maybe even a couple of you. But he said, I want to know. We've heard you guys talk. We heard Ray Cuneo talk. I want to know one thing. Why doesn't the three of you over here that we pay membership dues have the same documents, and why haven't you addressed and talked about the same thing that Ray Cuneo over here has? Now, I got to tell you, there was not one iota of response. Zip, zero, nothing. Nothing was said. Case closed.
You see, those are the people that should have been studying this in the beginning.
Well, see, and that gentleman was astute enough to pick up and say, look, we pay dues to you guys. We pay dues. You got a lot of high-powered, talented, supposedly talented people in at all levels, state level and national level, that you're supposed to know every word that's in there. How come you don't?
I don't remember if this was your story or where I heard it, but somebody, and I'm kind of like Jerry Clower. I like the story so well I want to hear it again. but out there someplace, someone said that they were at, I believe it was a Farm Bureau meeting, and they had gone to their gone to the state board. This was somebody that was in a local organization, went to the state board and said exactly the same thing.
Right.
And the state board said, or a member of the state board said, you know, he said, we have attorneys that do this, and the attorney said this is good, and he said, I don't have time to read all those legal documents.
Well, hey, listen, that kind of reminds me along the same line. You and I did a program on this, Derry, where I think the first meeting I had over in panel discussion and meeting over in Cedar Rapids on May 25th, and you had asked me, well, was there, you know, how did the audience react? And I said, well, for the most part, you know, probably a third of them, maybe half of them, were pretty concerned and asked a lot of very pointed questions that couldn't be answered. So they really got upset. Maybe there was another third that just kind of sat there and didn't say anything, but they didn't seem too excited. And you asked me, well, did anybody have any, were they in favor of this? And I said, well, it's interesting you ask, because one gentleman in the back row, right at the end of the question comment, stood up and said, and his name was Willard. Or Martin, I'm sorry, Martin. And Martin stood up and said, Ray, my name is Martin, but he said, you know what, I've heard this, and he said, I think we've had enough discussion, enough is enough. He said, I've heard this about the seed corn and the beans, which I didn't know, I wasn't researched on that, but he said, you know, we had debates and discussions about the genetic modification or whatever it is, but he said, we need to move forward, just like we did with that. He said, we've been here all night. He said, let's just forget this. Let's just move on with it. And, of course, he said, you know, and he said, why can't you do that? And I paused a moment, and I said, well, Martin, let me respond this way. And I held up all 120 pages in my right hand. I said, Martin, have you read any of this? And he paused for a long time, and he said, I guess he's trying to figure out how he's going to respond. And he said, well, he said, Ray, he said, I don't read that lawyer stuff. And that was the end of the case. Of course, everybody said, oh, Martin, sit down. But, now, Martin was a good man. He's well-intended. But, you know, again, he doesn't want to hear. He doesn't want to do it himself, which I can understand. On the other hand, he's got to at least pay attention to those folks of us that are out here trying to educate him on the other side. Because as I...
And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals. Have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Man, those are cool shades, but they're so dark.
Gotta have them.
Sun in your eyes?
No, it's the Funshine.
Funshine?
Yeah, Funshine at the Missouri State Fair, August 10th to the 20th in Sedalia.
It's time to let the fun shine at the Missouri State Fair with 9 nights of awesome concerts. Catch free music on the Budweiser stage, a mile-long carnival midway, Dodge Rodeo, and bull riding. And there's free shows everywhere. Guys wrestling with alligators, crazy people diving off 80-foot towers. Wow, that's nuts! Plus, just eating, laughing, and hanging out with friends. What a great time. And it's only $8 to get in for all day and night, and parking's free. Nowhere but the fair can you find all this. Check it out. Go to mostatefair.com. Then gather your friends for some fun at the Missouri State Fair, August 10th to 20th in Sedalia. And let the fun shine. Hey, don't forget your shades.
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a hay shed, storage shed, or workshop, call my friend Lou at Steelspan Buildings, the largest manufacturer of prefabricated Quonset-style buildings in the world. Here are some of my listeners who are now satisfied Steelspan Building customers.
The reason we wanted it is because the sheds we had were too low. We wanted it high enough so we could drive in with a 20-foot header. We've had 5 wagons that sit in there side by side, and he treated us really good.
Well, it was quite a bit cheaper than the other buildings I had priced, about $3,000 or $4,000, in fact, you know.
Friends, it's Lou. Let me prove it to you. I have the best building for your money, plain and simple. Ask for me August 10th through August 20th at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia. I'll have some unbelievable specials available. Or call me at 800-894-9408. You don't have to be at the fair to take advantage. Again, ask for Lou August 10th through August 20th at the Missouri State Fair, or call me at 800-894-9408.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says almost anything is easier to get into than out of. Jerry Brownfield.
And we have returned, visiting again today with G.B. Oliver III and Ray Cuneo. And there's a lot of things to talk about, but I'll tell you what, this animal ID, as Ray has mentioned time and time again, the government thought this was going to be just a slam dunk. And the reason they did is because it's coming from, and it's hard to believe this, and you have to get Doreen's white paper on it, but she has put all this together. And she can back it up to where it's actually been, it's part of some of these entanglements that we have signed with foreign countries. But a lot of these shenanigans are being played in order to get this passed, past the people. Get people to sign up their premises, and then there's a timeline on this thing. And Ray, you mentioned that some shenanigans have been played, and you said that we didn't want to talk about them. You know, when the minute you say, I don't want to talk about something, that's what I want to hear most about.
Well, Derry, let me say that, first of all, obviously USDA and the state agencies are not happy with getting opposition to this. And then you take these organizations that are backing it. They're not happy having people out here exposing the truth about this that is contrary to their stated policy in their organizations. And so I guess what I'm saying is that your program and other programs, but certainly your program, they're not happy about having folks like me on here saying that, hey, this is the truth of the matter, and it is contrary to this policy. Now, having said that, they don't like me coming on like today and talking about the fact that they have tried or were unhappy with me coming up to these public format meetings where both sides was supposed to wound up being represented, even though I don't think they wanted both sides. So they did some things that they didn't want. They tried to pull strings at the local level to keep me from coming up there, and I really have to take my hats off to some of the people that just stood up and said, hey, you know what? We don't care where the chips fall on this thing. We're going to have both sides for the benefit of our membership and the people, and they stood up and did it.
You know, I think that so many times these people have such a good impression of their organizations. Here's the president of the organization says, this is the way it is. And it's kind of like Democrats and Republicans. You know, whatever the leadership says, that's the way it's got to be, right or wrong. And most of the time, it's wrong. And in this case, it's certainly wrong. And then they are too just bullheaded to say, you know, we made a mistake. We hadn't read those. Why don't they just come out and say, look, we didn't study this. We just heard from these people and we believed what they said. And we made a mistake and we've got to reverse our policy. Why can't they do that?
Well, here's my argument with these organizations at the state level. Okay, I understand they got policy maybe supporting mandatory. Fine, well be it. The fact of the matter is, why should be, if they have truly grassroots organizations, why are they afraid to have both sides presented at a meeting? I don't care whether it's a district meeting, a state meeting, a local meeting, have both sides presented, because how in the world will the true grassroots people be represented and their voice heard in the process to change the policy? If in fact you're not out here trying to educate it. If I was running the show at the state levels of these organizations, I would welcome this, because I would say, look, this is an opportunity to educate our members, and therefore, if the members want to change policy, they can do that come the annual meeting in December, whenever it is. But you know what? I think, and that what it does, it demonstrates to the membership, and this is where I think these organizations have really shot themselves in the foot, because it demonstrates, unfortunately, to the members that this is top-down, not grassroots up.
All right, let me give you a good example, and I'm not going to give you a good example. I'm going to let GB give me a good example. But, GB, tell our listeners a story about when you went to Florida over this... what was it, where they were trying to take this property on this Everglades thing?
Oh, the Cape Sable Seaside Sparrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were about 6,200 people that were going to lose their property.
Right.
We were invited down, Ray, by the Farm Bureau of Florida.
Right.
And the whole idea and the whole premise behind all of this was they had never seen this bird out there. They had absolutely no evidence, but they said it was a possible nesting site in the Everglades. And they'd also come to the conclusion that this bird had to nest in a dry climate. Now, you tell me why he would be nesting in the Everglades if he needed a dry climate to do that. But the whole thing was a ploy to eliminate these people and
right.
to take their property. So they pumped water out of the Everglades into these areas where it raised a water table, and it destroyed all these little farms and destroyed all these little houses.
Right.
But anyway, after we get down there, the Farm Bureau of Florida had invited us down there to be a part of that. After you got down there, about halfway through this, they received notice from the National Farm Bureau to get out. And by the time we finished down there, and we were successful in Florida, we were going head-to-head with the Farm Bureau. And, you know, the other thing that I see when you talk about what you're talking about how these organizations, it's a top-down, not a bottom-up. What I've noticed is we travel across the country, and as you look at these organizations, look where the leaders in these organizations came from, and they're not our people. You know, for instance, the quickest outfit that turned against us in New Mexico was New Mexico Livestock Board.
Yeah.
The very organization that should have been out there swinging with both fists to protect you. Who was the head of the New Mexico Livestock Board? It was some little bureaucrat that had been appointed by the governor who had worked for the federal government, who had worked in government all his life. He wouldn't known one end of a cow from another, and he was there to enforce the livestock laws. If you look at these organizations again and again, and you look at the resume on the people that are involved that are making these decisions, all of a sudden, in a lot of cases, you're going to find out they're not one of us. Well, they've never had a real job.
You're right, GB, and I think it's interesting. You know, one of the in the draft plan, the 2005 draft plan put out by the USDA on this NAIS thing, they brag about this is a two-year process that we've been involved and represents our current best thinking about how we want to move forward. 95 pages of it. Now, they brag about it being a federal, a USDA partnership with the industry. Remember that, the industry and the state. Well, you know who they cite as the industry? The NIAA, the National Institute of Animal Agriculture. Well, you pull up their website, which, by the way, for any of your listeners out there, is animalagriculture.org, I believe. You pull that up and you see the 14 board of directors there. And then you go down to membership and you see all the corporations, all the people that are going to, I mean, it's a who's who of who's going to stand to make money either through the data collection process or the tags or a whole host of things that are going to stand to profit from this. And there's going to be, if this thing comes to pass, to the full magnitude that they're proposing, it's going to be an incredibly complex, costly system, which will never work, in my opinion, the way for 100%, either mandatory or the so-called voluntary. And but there's going to be a lot of money made, and there's going to be very costly for somebody. I mean, when the money's made, somebody's paying.
That's exactly right. Well,
but the point is, you've got people need to pull up that NIAA, that's animalagriculture.org, and take a hard look of who's on that board of directors, and if there's anybody on there that's a member of your or an official with your organization, you need to call them to task and say, hey, we want to know what's going on here. Now, Derry, if we got time, I got to tell you about what some of the things I've heard in these meetings in a nutshell.
Yeah, please do.
About what really resonates with people. First of all, we assume we got an audience out here tonight in a meeting, and they haven't heard much about this. But really, really gets their attention, number one, is the number of species that's going to be involved in this. 29 species, 10 large animal, 8 poultry, 11 aquatic. Yes, folks, aquatic, meaning trout farms, catfish farms, clams, and a whole bunch of other stuff. That really gets people's attention. Of course, it gets their attention when you describe what a premise is. I mean, it doesn't have to be a farm or a ranch. It can be just an acre with a goat out back or a chicken out back. You've got to register your premise.
Or a county fair.
Or a county fair. That's right. That's called a non-producer premise registration. As would a vet, he'd have a non-producer. So any place that houses, holds, manages, in any way has anything to do with any of the livestock species, the 29 species I mentioned. Now, if that isn't enough to get people's attention, I tell you what really gets them then, and boy, I tell you what, the proponents just don't like to talk about this, and they do not talk about it in any of their slick brochures. That's the fact of the 14 events, reportable events, that in January 2009, when this is fully implemented, if they hit their time frame on this, you've got 14 animal events that's going to have to be reported every time.
Okay, hang on, Ray. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll go to these 14 reportable events. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street?
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
And we have returned. Ray, going into the commercial break, you talked about those 14 reportable events. And this is the thing that people just can't believe. Again, during the commercial break, GB was talking about his visit with Ty Murray. And GB, you know, this is something that we've done 3 shows and we have not promoted that last edition of your Paragon Foundation, and let's take a minute right now and do that, because that Ty Murray article in there is good enough. It's worth the $35 that you get for a membership. I mean, that one Ty Murray article, that is the best article I've ever read, and a beautiful magazine.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and if anybody wants a copy of that magazine, or just to kind of see what the foundation is about, you just call us, and we'll send you that magazine.
Okay, and that number is 1-877-847-3443. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. How you like what I did, my voice, right there?
You're a ventriloquist, aren't you? But really, you need. First of all, you need to be helping Paragon. And you say, well, my little old $35 isn't going to make that much difference. No, but if 100 people are listening, that's $3,500.
Well, it means a tremendous amount to us.
And if 1,000 people are listening, that starts adding up.
See, we don't have we represent people just like we saw in Kabul and those kind of people, and those people can't write you the big checks. Our contributions come in $35 at a piece, and we're very, very careful as to how we use that. We have to use it very judiciously. And when you get into this litigation and the things that we're involved in, it's a tough old road to hoe, but it's the best road that you'll ever be a part of. We're really excited about it. But what we were talking about was Ty Murray. When I was down there talking to Ty Murray, and let me just tell your listeners that is one of the finest men I've ever associated with. You go in there not knowing he's kind of a celebrity, and he's, you know, won the world's titles 8 times and all this kind of stuff, and you think he's a rodeo cowboy. And when I left there, being a rodeo cowboy meant very little to him. Being what he considered a good cowboy or a great cowboy, that meant something else to him. And what he was talking about is the ethics and the rules that he lives his life by. And but I was talking to Ty about animal ID, Ray, and He never had heard of it.
Yeah.
And he's got the nicest set of cattle out there in Stephenville you ever laid your eyes on. And he just couldn't believe it. He just got incensed. The more I told him about it, the madder he got, you know. And he said, well, I haul my stuff down to the sales ring, and old Harv won't take it. He said, I'll take Harv out back, and we'll talk about it, you know. And I said, well, you do what you want to do, old Harv. But he, and I don't know Harv, but I can't do anything to help you, and he's not going to be able to do anything to help you either. And he said, well, I'll have my mother get in touch with him, and you get her all that information. When his mother's name was Joy Murray, and she called in, she said, now, is that information in that magazine? She wanted copies of that magazine, so they have a lot of relatives, and she wanted to send it to all those relatives. And she said, is that information in that magazine about animal ID? He said to make sure it is, and I said, it's here.
And I wrote it.
And you wrote
it?
Yeah.
Now, when we come back, Ray, we'll get back into these reportable events. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Here at the Derry Brownfield Show, we get letters and emails nearly every day. We like to call them brag letters because they brag about something Derry done good, and like the song goes, you have to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. This letter is from Fred in Portland, Indiana. Fred says, I am an 85-year-old retired farmer and truck driver, and I'm sorry that I failed to subscribe to the Common Sense Chronicle years before I did. I look forward to receiving it and regret that more people don't read it. My investment in the subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is the most worthwhile investment I've made for some time. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Fred in Portland, Indiana. Thank you, Fred, for your kind words. You know, Derry's monthly newsletter is just $24.95 for an annual subscription. To order, send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Have you hesitated to get in on the new gold rush? If so, I have some very good news from Swiss America. It's not too late. According to my trusted friend at Swiss America, because we're still in the early stages of a commodity boom that could run another 10 years, one book will explain it all, Rediscovering Gold by Craig Smith. So stop waiting to buy gold and start doing something about it today. Call Swiss America. Just dial 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUICOIN for a free copy of Rediscovering Gold, the book and the DVD. A $24.95 value, free to my audience. If you don't own gold, buy it at any price. If you do own gold, you probably need some more before it reaches a four-digit figure. But learn before you earn. Call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUICOIN for a free copy of Rediscovering Gold.
And we are in the home stretch. Ray, you said that a lot of people just don't understand. They can't believe these 14 reportable events. What are those 14 reportable events?
There you have to get to the species and the tagging and stuff, and then you talked about the animal event code that's got to be reported. You got animal, or you got the tag distribution. You got the tag applied. The animal, if it's moved into a premise, it's got to be reported. Moved out of a premise, it's got to be reported. If the tag is lost, it's got to be reported. Replace tag or retagged. If the animal's imported, exported. If the animal is sighted by a veterinarian and doesn't have a tag, it's got to be reported. If the animal is harvested, meaning you kill it and butcher it yourself, it's got to be reported. If the animal dies out there and the buzzards are circling, you got to do it. Tag retired, well, I don't know, that is if it goes to the packing house or whatever. If the animal's missing or stolen, it's got to be reported. And if it's got in any way, it's got to be certified for a veterinary inspection, it's got to be reported. That's 14 events. And folks, you got 24 hours. If any of those events occur, I don't care who you are, there are no exemptions in terms of numbers of animal owners or participants in this, or producers, I should say. It doesn't make any difference whether you got one or 1,000. You got 24 hours to report that so that they can have their so-called 48-hour trace back. Now, people just cannot believe that. And you know what, Derry, whether it's those 14 events or anything else in these 120 pages, when you get up and you tell the audience this, and which I have many times, they can't believe it. But do you know what? In all the panels I sat on, where the proponents were there, not one time did any of the proponents, and there was always three to four opposed to my position, not once did they refute anything that I said that came from these documents. So I think that in itself is telling.
You know, and, go ahead.
And so, you know, just let me tell you some of the folks that I was up against on these panels up in Iowa and Illinois. USDA APHIS, that's at the state level. APHIS is the Animal Health, Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. That's at the state. And, by the way, the national came in one time over in Maquoketa. The state ag departments who are in charge of promoting animal ID. The cattlemen from both Illinois and Iowa's represented. Illinois pork producers, Farm Bureau from both Illinois and Iowa. So that's some of the folks that were involved, plus the fact that the last meeting there was a consultant hired. Well, I don't know whether he's hired or not. He was there on behalf of Iowa Farm Bureau, and he represented, he's a consultant for the National DHIA, Dairy Herd Improvement Association, I think. And he was also, this is interesting, his name is Ken Olson, and he is the past chairman, now listen to this, chairman of the NIAA, I think as of a year or so ago. And also he was a high-ranking official, as I understand, with American Farm Bureau in their Midwest offices before they closed them. So it's just interesting. Those are some of the players involved that are out here that sit on these panels with me. And before we close, I want to take my hats off to a few individuals up in Iowa. Mark and Dave Miller up there in Iowa and Guy Peterson. Those guys have really, really went to the full limit of trying to educate their citizens and their communities and their members in terms of what's going on both sides of this. And, Derry, I've said it time and again. You heard me say it at Kabul. I'll say it again. And I'm not gloating because of what I know or Bray Cooney. If anybody else that have read these documents and are willing to talk about it, I will debate this. I'll debate the National Animal ID with anybody, anytime, any place, if they admit that they have read the documents from 2005 and 2006. Now, the other thing I'd like to point out, USDA, I think, is getting enough heat that some of these, they're out here telling some of these organizations that we are withdrawing, or better to use their words exactly, the 05 documents are off the table. Folks, don't believe it for a minute. Do not believe that for a minute. It's all hearsay.
And we're out of time.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.